Dozens of Haines residents turned out to a meeting Tuesday to defend their rights to use snow machines and four-wheelers in certain parts of the Chilkat Valley. But the committee they voiced their arguments to said it was not planning on restricting that use in the first place. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee usually has a handful of people in attendance at its meetings. Not this time. The committee had to switch its meeting venue last minute when they heard about the rumor that would bring more than 50 people to the audience.
We don't have any plans of limiting motorized vehicle access at this point, or we haven't even thought about doing that.
That's interim borough manager Brad Ryan. He said the impression that the Parks Committee wanted to restrict motorized uses in the 25 Mile and Kicking Horse Valley areas was false. The Parks Committee is interested in creating a comprehensive winter recreation map. Committee member Burl Sheldon explained that the most recent Heliski map committee sparked the idea.
Maybe we should look at a bigger picture for recreational use planning, for winter recreational use planning, instead of always being reactive to the needs of the Heliski group.
Committee member Tom Ely reiterated that they were not planning on shutting down certain areas to snow machining or other activities.
And we all live here to do the things we like to do in the winter, whether that's snow machining or skiing or whatever. And like a lot of things in Haines, a rumor gets started. And Donnie Turner called me up earlier this afternoon and said, hey, I hear you want to shut us out of the Kicking Horse and, you know, no snow machines up the Kicking Horse. And I said, no, that's not it at all.
But the reassurances from the committee members and the interim manager did not ease the audience's concerns.
I think it's kind of crazy that you guys just went out on a limb and decided to shut down half the valley.
That's Charles DeWitt. To be clear, the Parks Committee did not decide to shut anything down, and any decisions they make are just advisory to the Borough Assembly. But the audience members had a bigger concern that creation of a map or a plan would infringe on their freedoms.
So essentially, what we're talking about here is a loss of rights.
Longtime residents like Mike Makoviak said they've seen motorized use areas chipped away over the years.
I think it's interesting that it's Black History Month this year, and we're celebrating the fact that we no longer have people that have to sit in the back of the bus or that can't get on the bus at all. And yet here we're talking about divvying up the land right now that's open to everyone, public use, and saying that, no, only some people are going to get to use this because they're better citizens. I'm tired of being treated as a second-rate citizen.
The Parks Committee said the map idea is an effort to plan for the future. Nicole Holm responded to that.
Well, the future is my kids, and the future is a whole bunch of these other kids around here. We moved back here so my kids could go moose hunting, so they can ride four-wheelers, so they can go up the river. And if you guys think that once they start putting restrictions that they're not going to keep going, they will.
Jerry Lapp questioned the borough's authority to impose restrictions. He said the legislation that designated the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve protects traditional uses, including operation of motorized vehicles. Many people encouraged the Parks Committee to forget the idea of a winter recreation plan completely. Here's Jerry Ernie.
Why are we even jumping through these hoops? Just drop it.
Parks Committee Chair Rich Chapel says his group will consider at upcoming meetings whether to pursue the winter recreation plan. Chapel says he was not expecting the idea to become controversial. The committee usually gets very little public feedback on its work. Even though, to a certain extent, it was a misunderstanding that drove the crowd of residents to the meeting, Chapel says he's glad they spoke out. He says they got their message across. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.